After years of work, the University of Michigan is launching the Detroit River Story Lab. It's a multifaceted partnership between the university, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and several local environmental organizations. The project was created by David Porter, an English professor at the university. He says the goal is to put regional perspectives and storytelling at the heart of the project. Porter tells WDET's Anna Marie Seisling that he came up with the idea after spending time watching Detroit's riverfront transform over the last few years. That inspired him to create a campus-wide themed set of courses and programs about the Great Lakes last semester.
Those two pieces of my recent experience kind of came together in the idea of developing a kind of focused initiative at the university on the Detroit River, where we could try to partner with existing community organizations that are working on telling the stories of the river and try to work to amplify those stories and make the importance, the centrality of the river to our region more visible and more accessible to more people.
And this is a highly collaborative project. And before I ask you about some of the other groups and organizations involved in this effort, I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about what you feel is the value of putting people and storytelling at the center of this project.
Well, as a teacher of literature, I'm very much invested in the power of storytelling. Story and narrative are one of the most important ways in which human beings make sense of the world, a way that we make sense of our experience, of our relationships to other people, of our history. It's an incredibly powerful cognitive technology that we're all blessed with, a set of mechanisms that we have naturally and instinctively to put ideas together and make sense of things around us. So I'm a great believer in the power of story to help us interpret our past and interpret the place in which we live. And it seems like at a moment where in more and more fields of human endeavor, whether in business or in politics or in advertising or in law or medicine or anything else, people are coming to recognize the importance of story, the importance of narrative, that in a project like this where we're calling attention to the role of the river in our region, story seems like a natural place to start.
Absolutely. And this notion, too, of narrative equity, which I think is really something that also sounds pretty central to this endeavor. So going back to some of the other partners and organizations that are a part of this Detroit River Story Lab project, talk about some of the other stakeholders that you're working with for this.
Right. Well, one of the most important stakeholders is a community collective called the Detroit River Project, which was founded by Kimberly Simmons more than a decade ago. She's partnered with organizations, historical organizations in Windsor and in Detroit to research and amplify and celebrate the history of the Underground Railroad as it's connected with the Detroit River. She's put a huge amount of time and effort into that project, and she's looking towards a very ambitious and, I think, visionary goal of having the Detroit River eventually designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site to recognize and commemorate its role as in one of the opening chapters of America's and Canada's civil rights history. So we've been in conversation with her and her colleagues for the past year or two, and are eager to work together with them in supporting their efforts to tell that story of the river along with many others. We're also in conversation with the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy and Historic Fort Wayne and the Dawson Museum, Friends of the Detroit River, and others, other organizations that are actively working on recreating connections between residents and the river through stories about its ecological and historical and heritage role.
Going back to what you said a moment ago about this coming after a semester of classes offered at the university, can you talk about some of the courses that students took and kind of now what the next phase of this project is?
Well, there were something like 50 or 60 courses offered across the university that had some connection or another to the Great Lakes.
Wow.
So there were journalism courses, there were courses on urban design and architecture, there were marine biology archaeology courses, courses on museum studies. I mean, it was just across the gamut. It really was a very heartening experience to see how many faculty experts at the university stepped up to take advantage of this opportunity to bring the Great Lakes front and central to the university's curriculum. So that was a wonderful thing to see, and provided some momentum for getting moving with this project on the river in particular. This semester on the course side, we have been working with a group called Michigan Engaging Communities Through the Classroom, which is a University of Michigan program that specializes in working with faculty to coordinate the courses that they're teaching having to do with some regional theme like the Detroit River, and to have those classes talk to each other, but also work in tandem with community partners on various kinds of community issues. So there's a cluster of courses now, including a course in history, a course in urban design, a course in English, and so really having a wonderfully interdisciplinary, but also outside of the classroom experience, a kind of a class experience that is integrated with field work, as it were, and integrated with a real commitment to community engagement.
I'm really interested in kind of what you said about so this kind of interdisciplinary approach, but also a real intersectional approach. And I think that intersectionality is something that we're all kind of hearing about more and more. And it sounds like this project is really kind of finding ways to bridge divides and kind of make this more of a holistic experience for students and all of the different groups involved. I'm wondering if you can speak to the overall goals of this project, and what are you hoping is the end result of this?
Well, I think you're right on target to notice the intersectional dimensions. I think that the major themes of the project, which tie in with its goals, probably are at this point, they're probably three. One is environmental justice, one is social or racial justice, and one is contact zones, or the role of the river as a space of encounters and struggles between competing groups and cultures. Those seem to be interrelated in really interesting ways, and they really seem to capture as categories a great deal of what's important about the history of the river and what makes the river what it is and what has brought us here to this location. The project is grant-funded, so we've been applying for funding from both internal and external sources. We've come up with two grants so far that will keep us going for the next year and a half or so. We've got other grant applications in the pipeline. Our hope is to build an effort lasting at least 5 years on this project. There are lots and lots of community efforts to make the stories of the river more accessible to more people, and we are devoted to doing what we can as a university to support those efforts, to publicize them, to provide research to support them, and perhaps develop some narrative channels, as it were, for getting those stories out there in a variety of ways.